Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. John chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Jesus told Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Everyone who lives in me and believes in me will never die." Jesus had known for some days that Martha's brother Lazarus was seriously ill, but he had not gone to them straight away. When he finally arrived in Bethany, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Martha clearly regretted that Jesus had taken so long. She immediately blurted out, "Lord, if only you'd been here, my brother would not have died." Nevertheless, Martha was confident of Jesus, and shortly afterwards, this was fully justified. Jesus raised Lazarus from death. We can't be sure why Jesus decided to delay his visit to see his friends in Bethany, but arriving 4 days after Lazarus' death, no one could possibly question whether he was indeed dead. So when he was resurrected, there was no doubt that it was completely miraculous. Jesus had already spoken of the way in which his ministry brought life to people, but now he was going much further. He was claiming that he personally was that life. He was both the resurrection and the life. No one can deny the fact of death, but in Jesus it takes on a completely new significance. When Jesus gives his life, it is eternal, so nothing can bring it to an end. Even death can't get in the way. The Apostle Paul mocked death when he wrote to the church in Corinth. To use his words, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. That was from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The thought of death being the end has completely disappeared as we acknowledge that Jesus is both the resurrection and the life. So let me ask you a question. How do you understand death and what lies beyond? Now let me pray with you. Lord Jesus Christ, we worship you because you are both the resurrection and the life. Thank you that the future is something we can look forward to with confidence and joy. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available, of course, at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.